If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Episode 57, season 2.
Not so fast, my friend. Yeah. Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, boy.
We're about to get way off track.
Do you want to start or do I want to start?
So on my way,
I'm not going to even touch. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
On my way over here, I almost crashed. Could have crashed. Should have crashed.
And I'm not laughing at that part.
That was the easy part. The reason why I had parked my van in an ant pile.
Where?
In, you know,
at your residence.
Yeah, my complex. Okay. So, unbeknownst to me.
For 2 days.
It was three days before I even moved.
Man.
Yeah. So I'm driving here and all of a sudden, you know, I get an ant on my leg. I see an ant on the door and I'm like, so I pop him. No big deal. Next thing you know, I'm getting more and more itchies. You know, like, oof.
Not so fast.
I look down. It's a 1,000 ants. Maybe a million.
From where you were parked in the
right
bed. For 3 days, 72 hours.
So my white tennis shoe, they are crawling all over my white tennis shoes. I could see every one of them on my legs. They're coming in my crotch. When I came in, I could not concentrate on driving.
So
I was feel like I was being attacked.
Coach, is it fair to say that for 72 hours, the ants had a chance to peruse around your vehicle?
He's stupid. He's stupid.
To peruse freely.
They was like,
really?
They had free room.
Listen, you know what? You know what they did? They came over the hedge. And they said, a whole damn man. And it's ours.
Right.
Oh, boy.
They were all.
That's crazy, bro. Hey, organic. Nice. You know what's crazy? That actually goes with the organic opening.
I know.
They're not so fast. A lot of things in life will make you say, hey, not so fast.
You want to know what God's, what a joke, God's, play a joke on God?
Okay.
Tell him what your plans are.
Facts.
Yeah. He's got a humor.
He's going to crack up.
Right. You want to make God laugh, tell him what your plans are.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or act like you know what your plans
are. You know what your plans are.
Without checking with him.
Right. Without checking with
Dude.
Him.
Dude. Life.
Life be life.
And it will make you, it will tell you not so fast, my friend.
With the quickness. With the quickness.
Yeah. We've had so many, so much to transpire, politically.
Oh God. Yeah. I told post, I never even heard of the guy.
Now, honestly, I didn't know too much about him. What saddened me was the sheer evil of the act itself.
It's terrible on a general level. That's terrible.
Not political, just humanity.
But that's a problem. That's a problem that won't be addressed. But gun violence is an issue.
And we're addressing the Charlie Kirk shooting. That's what we're addressing. You know what? Prayers to him and to his family.
Facts.
I will say that.
Facts.
Because no political affiliation, no religious belief,
right?
No cultural belief,
any
difference of opinion should deserve a bullet. Somebody shouldn't shoot. Violence, period.
Right.
On any level.
That's not the answer.
No scale.
Right. That is not the answer.
I messed around, Coach. And I let curiosity get the best of me, and I pulled up the doggone video.
of the actual shooting. I hate I did it.
I didn't see it.
Oh, man. Curiosity just got the best of me, man. Yeah. I pulled it up. And I didn't see it from one angle. I seen it from four different angles, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't
see just cold-hearted, yeah. Cowardly.
Right, right, right. Sure.
Cowardice.
Sure, sure.
And then they caught the guy.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I don't understand it, man. It's, you know, life, I'm sure he didn't think he was going to be dealing with that.
So now, I'm going to take you down to the eerie moment that goes right with the title of this, Not So Fast.
Okay.
He was debating with a guy, Kirk was. Mm-hmm. Guy was innocent debate, whether it was spiritual or political. People right. did that, right?
Right, right.
So, you good, coach. He's still looking for answers. He go. So, the guy asked this question. He said, what do you think the percentage of gun violence is towards an alternative group of people? Mm-hmm. Right? Won't say nothing. Sure. So, the guy, the mic was sitting down. So, he picked it up. He said, you mean that does that include gang violence? As soon as he asked, man, pop in the neck.
Oh, wow. So he was on stage with him.
Yes.
Oh.
The dude was facing him. They was debating, just innocent debate. Wasn't heated or nothing. It wasn't him. It was somebody. Yeah. As soon as he said, you mean including gun violence? Pop in the neck, dude. Like, so I said it to say this. His plan was to finish the debate.
Sure.
In Charlie's mind, he was debating. He was going to finish like any other time because right. he had been to all these campuses, mm-hmm. all these different places, universities, doing these debates.
Right.
Making his rounds.
Okay.
So they
okay.
watched him, dude.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to him, life was about to say, hey, not so fast.
Not so fast.
His wife, not so fast.
That's, I know, but, you know, now, that's just so wrong.
On so many levels. So many levels. It's sad in my,
taking nothing away from my personal feelings of him after
right.
him getting to know
absolutely
some of the
and I found out some things.
Yeah, and I wasn't
but it still
pleased,
didn't
but
change
it still did not
the
change.
Fact that that was wrong, dude.
Wrong.
It grieved my spirit. And right. I want y'all to hear, if y'all are listening, and I want to take our time with this organic opening because I don't want to rush through it. This grieved my spirit so bad.
Absolutely.
and to see the response
it's common
of some
though.
Other people, dude.
But you know, it's so common, violence. But the response is different is what's happening now.
We've grown numb to that level of violence. To where absolutely. Somebody can just shoot somebody live on TV. Mm-hmm. And we just not like, we say, oh man, he shot him. Or you're like, oh my goodness. It's not even, oh yeah. my goodness anymore.
Right. Well, you've got some groups already defending the right to bear arms every time there's a death like that.
But the irony of it is this dude
he promoted that.
He promoted it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, again, you're promoting the Constitution to bear arms, but you're not promoting violence. You're not promoting.
No, you're not. Exactly.
You're not promoting.
Thank you for that.
Take a gun.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
You know, I deserve
because that's what people are using to beat them. They're like, oh yeah, he promoted it. Well, he died by the same thing he promoted. No, he didn't.
No,
he didn't
die.
He
died
didn't
by
go
violence.
To these campuses pulling out pistols and
right.
No,
right.
He
right.
talked about he talked about Jesus Christ mm-hmm. relentlessly, mm-hmm. like no
right
unashamed. In my book, mm-hmm. when you say Jesus Christ and you're unashamed, in my book, mm-hmm. we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody says. You mm-hmm. can like me, not like
but
me,
he's, but it,
whatever.
But
now, he know, was he racist?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Gosh.
Should he die for being racist?
Well, no.
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 Just black people that are racist.
Absolutely. A lot of us. A lot more sometimes.
So, you know, man,
it's going to be controversial.
Just the sheer fact of the act itself. I don't agree
with
it. I don't agree with it.
I ain't with that.
When I saw it, it grieved me, man. Welcome to On and Off the Field, a podcast with a purpose. You got to On the Field, Coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Still in Relations since 1976.
You got the infamous Yoda Man. Since 1968, and Yoda Man is kind of disturbed, man, by that whole thing. Yeah. That bothered me. And you said something that that was in my wheelhouse. You didn't know him,
no.
But after you started looking and investigating, you're like,
damn, man, that's wrong.
Well, I was saying it's wrong too, but he was wrong.
He you was.
Know, the more I got to see what things that he said, yeah. The more I'm glad I didn't know who he was.
Right. Right. And let me say this,
because
the less, the less empathetic I became.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As I found out.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. And I'm listening to looking at the video footage of him saying this stuff about black people.
I'm aware.
Clearly.
It's like on one side, you say some good things about certain types of people. But on the other side, you're saying terrible things about certain types of people.
It's like the best thing he could do for blacks was backhand compliments.
I don't even think he did that.
The stuff that I heard him say for the majority was kind of masked to racist, you know, but you could.
Yeah, I wasn't. I gave up on the political theater years ago. And so I don't listen to those type of podcasts, those type of, yeah. you know, articles, shows, or news or videos. I don't look at it at all. That's why I didn't know who he was.
Right.
And the reason why is because, you know, the things that you stand for, you don't stand for what represents myself and my community.
Right.
So
that wouldn't have been a joint call. Yeah,
but still,
to even get to know who he was.
Still, you do not deserve to be assassinated.
Yeah, bottom line, dude.
Yeah, bottom line.
So for anyone who want to say a press segment, for anyone dealing with a minor or major disappointment or setback, and you know, just in mentioning with that, his wife, two kids.
Right. Altered for life. Distorted for life. Ruined for life. I mean, that's terrible. That doesn't make any sense.
And you know what? This doesn't come on the heels of 9/11. This was pre 9/11. This happened this September 10th.
Right.
9/11 was
right.
The following day. Strangely,
I mean,
another political movement that took out thousands of lives. 9/11. That said, not so fast, my friend.
And you sent me the text.
I sent it to you.
All those people who were planning.
The paramedics
yeah.
to the nurses to the firemen to the police officers.
The regular business people. Yeah. Yeah. I personally know people who were in the building and people who didn't get to the building. Not so fast.
You know, if I start asking questions, we're not going to finish this show. Class clown segment.
Let's laugh.
I mean, for real.
Let's laugh a little bit.
All right. Disappointment is when you run at a wall with an erection and you break your nose first. Oh, my goodness, dude. You have no size at all.
I was really disappointed after reading the book 69 Mating Positions.
Why?
It was about chess.
I went to a big orgy last night, but it was a huge disappointment.
Why?
Nobody came.
Oh. Why was a blonde disappointed with her trip to London?
Why?
She found out Big Ben was only a clock.
Oh, my goodness. Why was a rabbit disappointed when she saw the gold?
Why?
Those weren't the carrots she expected.
My life has been nothing but a disappointment. The last 5 years look promising, but no such luck. After trying my best, I've decided if one more thing upsets me, I'm calling it quits. Maybe I should start giving my racehorses normal names.
That's fire, bro. I was following that when you started.
I know.
That's why I turned the music down. I'm like, oh, snap. Bars. Someone got me a really ugly calculator for Christmas. And I couldn't hide my disappointment. Then I realized it's what's on the inside that kills.
That's crazy, dude. Yesterday, as a good deed, I leaned over and hugged someone who looked disappointed.
Okay.
But the guy at the urinal, he didn't seem to appreciate it.
Oh, no, dude. Come on. Who gives a fudge?
Who gives a fudge?
Major League regular season baseball is coming to an end. Like, who cares?
Right.
I told you, I think we talked about... boring sports.
They should end baseball before football season starts.
Do you know how many games they play?
Baseball? 180.
That is ridiculous. 180. I thought 182. I thought
180 something like
that. I thought it was 182.
Might be. Yeah, it might be.
Too many.
That's too many. That's too many.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Right. Right.
Why? There's no reason to play that much baseball.
Right. I agree.
How many baseball teams are there?
That's a good question.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is organic as it comes. How many baseball teams are there? 30 Major League Baseball teams. So if it's 32 football teams.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There's more football teams than it is baseball teams.
Well, you can't play that many football games.
But what I'm saying is, yeah. I feel you, but...
Right. You know, you should play like a series a week. But they play like two, three series.
They should not play be playing every day. 186 games. That's NBA, a lot of baseball. The NBA plays 82.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of baseball.
How many basketball teams are there? Hold on. How many professional basketball teams are there?
Man, I'm itchy, man.
30.
Ants has got me.
Yeah, he's still searching for these mystery ants. It's 30 basketball teams.
Yeah. Even soccer. They ain't playing them.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah. All right.
30 short.
Yep.
All right. Sports obviously brings many opportunities for disappointment. Like when a kicker misses the game-winning field goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine how he feels. When the reliever comes in for baseball in the ninth inning and gives up the game-winning home run. Somebody gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
Running back fumbles in the end zone. I mean, all sorts of things can happen that you would make you feel disappointed.
Derrick Henry freaking fumbled against the Buffalo Bills
and lost the game.
Well, 27-15.
Right.
Do you know they gave up 17 points in 4 minutes?
Four minutes,
coach.
I was going to say I saw that, but I saw it the next day because I turned the TV off.
I saw it as it was happening.
I couldn't believe it, dude. I thought it was over.
4 minutes, 23 seconds left.
I thought it was over.
They gave up 17 points in 4 minutes.
With Derrick Henry.
And he had, you know what he had? How many rushing? He was 100 and.
He was balling.
160?
He was balling.
150. He was killing them.
He was balling.
Lamar Jackson, I got to give it to Lamar Jackson. Ball.
He balled.
Out. Yeah. You cannot put this in on him.
No.
Damn, Derrick.
Gosh.
You fumbled one.
One fumble.
4 minutes later.
But still, the play calls that the Ravens Harbaugh did at the end.
Dude, Harbaugh should have went for some of them on them fourth downs, dude.
Right.
Why are you playing scared?
You punting the ball? You got Derrick Henry in there?
Fourth and three. He's going to get you 3 yards. He'll fall forward and get you 3 yards.
You shouldn't have gave that ball back.
That was bad coaching.
That was bad coaching right there.
You can't get that ball back to Josh like that.
Right, right.
He pulled a Patrick Mahomes on them. And Patrick Mahomes had been pulling it on
Buffalo, killing Buffalo.
That's crazy. Coming out of the tunnel.
All right.
Coming in the tunnel after tough.
So the opposite.
You lost. I've seen that.
Yeah.
You head down.
It's a tough feeling. You don't want to be bothered, first of all, but people are coming at you. Then you get, obviously it's a long walk and you're trying to just get away.
But what if those fans are like, hey, hold your head up. Hey, we still with you guys. You know,
I think it depends on the level of the game that you just lost.
Yeah. Sometimes it's inconsolable. Super Bowl, inconsolable.
I got to keep my head up. Maybe next week.
If you Seattle in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, you're on the one freaking yard line with Beast Mode in the back.
Give it to Marshall.
And you throw the ball.
And you throw the ball.
Yeah, let's talk about that cornerback in the tunnel after that. Imagine you, Russell Wilson.
Right. He's looking bad, isn't he?
Yeah. Ooh, wow. Hey, listen. Somebody's right behind him waiting.
Your boy.
Ooh, yeah, that wicked.
He's ready. He's,
dude.
Yeah.
He ready. He's ready. NFL ready.
Yeah.
So why does Russ look so bad all of a sudden?
He's old. I mean, except for a few cases, you don't get better as you age.
So why did they even make the move?
I think they thought they had
Jameis.
Well, it's not like they're paying him, you know, a lot of money.
But so still, you could
Russ as a third team, eventually a third teamer is a good pickup.
Unless they brought him for to school the young boy.
That's what I think.
They don't need too much schooling. Right. That boy look good.
Serenity now. Mm. Serenity now. While it's a natural emotion, disappointment can trigger self-doubt.
Absolutely.
And a negative worldview.
Right.
A simple remedy is to acknowledge the disappointment and move forward. Don't forget, September is National Suicide Prevention Month.
Wow, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at your neighbor.
Look at your neighbor.
In his 1963 letter, King expressed the dark shadow of deep disappointment felt by the civil rights leaders after repeated delays in negotiations with city leaders. Instead of ending their efforts, this disappointment was channeled into a strategy of nonviolent direct action. So is that...
That's how they kind of promoted the nonviolence stance.
Is that where we saw the water hoses and the dogs?
But that came afterwards. That and all that other stuff came afterwards.
So around 1967? That was 60.
Now, that would have been earlier than that, too.
Right.
It would have been earlier than that.
Wow. Wow.
All right,
Mary. This is a good part, man. Pick me up. Come on.
We need to pick me up.
Oh, my goodness.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact.
We got ants every damn way. Come on.
The habenula, as a small region in the brain, has been called the disappointment center because it becomes active when we perceive a lack of reward. Overstimulation of the habenula due to unmet expectations can decrease motivation and lead to negative emotions.
Man, dude. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Did you know?
All right.
In 1844, a religious event known as the Great Disappointment occurred when Baptist preacher William Miller predicted that Jesus Christ would return to earth. When the date passed without this expected second advent, his followers were profoundly disillusioned.
Dude. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. So he was a false prophet.
Yes. Yeah.
What was his name?
William Miller.
You lint licker, you. You lying lint licker.
Yes.
He's a false prophet.
Yeah.
That's what you would call a false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Things that make you go,
That one made me go,
A male guinea pig named Randy escaped his pen and made a surprise visit to the female-only enclosure, resulting in nearly 100 pregnant guinea pigs.
Damn.
The staff discovered Randy looking a bit slimmer and rightly suspected that he fathered dozens of offspring over the last few days.
He lost weight. Get skinny. He ain't so much of a pig, though. What's that smell? Randy is slim. Randy, he lay a pipe and lose weight. I'm just a guinea pig. Oh my god! I give a whole new meaning to guinea pig. Guinea pig. Let's try this.
You gonna do the guinea pig.
What's that smell? Being with someone who has body odor.
That's terrible.
Yo, why?
That's a big disappointment.
We wouldn't get that far.
That's a big disappointment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big disappointment.
I wouldn't tolerate that.
Well, but you know, at first you don't know.
How would you not know? You smell them.
Well, that's when you would know, but that's when you're disappointed because obviously, you know.
Okay. But when you said being with somebody, I'm thinking that, you know, y'all a couple and everything.
We ain't gonna get that far.
No, we're not.
No.
I heard a lady say this one time. It was one of her friends was very adamant about always receiving credit. She said, y'all never give me credit for my work. Mm. I give y'all good advice. Y'all never give me credit. Mm. Y'all need something done. I help y'all. Y'all never give me credit for my work. I fix this and then somebody see it and they say, who did that? Y'all won't give me no credit. She said one time my friend was musty and she was with her and everybody was like, God, he's somebody musty. She said, it's her. She said, how you gonna just put me out there like that? She said, don't you want credit for your work? I want them to know that's you that smell like that. So you can get credit for your work.
Credit.
That was good. Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
I hated it.
The new Jurassic Park movie. Have you seen it? Terrible.
No, I haven't. What?
Yes. Hated it.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The new Jurassic Park?
It was too many people scenes.
What is it on? What platform did you see it on?
Fire Stick.
You're going to make me go look at that, dude.
I didn't like it.
What?
It was slow. I'm disappointed. Not enough dinosaurs.
You gonna make me look at that? All right, Bible mystery segment. All right,
Bible mystery.
All right.
Okay. So Isaiah in 55 verses 8 to 9, says God declares that His thoughts and ways are not like human thoughts and ways; they are much higher, as the heavens are above the earth.
Okay.
Want to expound?
You want to really know, understand what he was talking about when he says that his thoughts and his ways are not like, he actually says, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. My way, I'm much higher. Mm-hmm. He was talking to them from the context of grace, mercy, forgiveness, long suffering, because they had been so radical in the disobedience. And they was like, oh, God has forgotten about us. You know, he just cast us off. He said, no, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like you. Y'all cutthroat, I'm not.
Right.
So that's what he was telling them. That's what he was talking about. He was like, okay, I don't do that. Okay. I don't just cut people off like that.
Right.
You know what's amazing? we practice these slogans and these cliches that promote our independence as a person.
Yeah.
And we brag about how independent we are on our own, and how we brag about how a cutoff game, my circle smaller, and then. What if God did the same thing to us? So I'm about to, my circle smaller. Wait a minute, God. Don't cut me off.
Right. Well, that's the beauty of,
and it's that's why I use that to compare,
right?
His
because
ways,
he hasn't cut us off.
His ways are not like
ours. Really should have.
He should have been cut us off.
Yeah, a million times.
Oh,
if you think about it.
Come on, talk heavy, coach.
Yeah,
don't make it. Come on, now. Ain't gonna make it. Well, I gotta get a church button. So yeah, that's what he was talking about when he was talking to them in that context.
Okay.
Anytime you read the Bible, listen to me, y'all. Anytime you read the Bible, you need to understand when God says something, what context he's saying it in, why he says it for that time. It's for that time, because times are changing. So God will have to say it for that time, space, history.
Right.
For that time.
That's right.
Might not have been that way 100 years before, but times change, but God stays the same.
Stay the same.
That's how you know he's God.
Right.
All right.
Travel through your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the most disappointing place you've ever been to?
Oh, man. It's kind of a push-pull with it. Sao Paulo. Remember I told you I went to Sao Paulo, Brazil because of the poverty?
Yeah, it's real. Yeah.
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 Very poverty-stricken. Yeah. So that's probably. No. Cuba, dude. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. It's bad.
Really?
But what's crazy is the island is horrible, but the water around it is beautiful. You can see 20 feet down. That's how clear it is.
Really?
Clear as a bell, man.
Oh, wow.
And but the Guantanamo Bay itself, you got these things, I don't know if I mentioned, called banana rats.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, a banana rat, his
rat?
Head.
Banana rat?
Yeah, a banana rat. His head come up to your knee.
Oh, no.
He can raise his head up to your knee.
That's like them Nutri-Rats in New Orleans.
Listen, dude. And they hide in thick brush that you have to walk through.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they attack humans?
Yeah, if you bite, you step on one. Yes, indeed. Tell me about a rabies shot. You're going to need an enema, a rabies shot. You're going to need.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep. So, yeah, that's that. What about you? What's place?
Ah.
You've been some places, coach.
You know, I think I was thinking probably like I went to Texas, West Texas.
And my goodness. It's a part of Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah, it was very depressing. Like it was just
Brownsville, Texas. My hair Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. It was just Nothing there.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Dirt.
Almost, yeah. And of course Montgomery goes in.
Yeah. That's sad. I was going to say Montgomery, dude.
I did not like you.
That is horrible. But you know what? The city itself.
Yeah.
It's better now. I'll be honest. I had one of my best weekends believe it or not, in freaking Montgomery.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It was at like this little resort type hotel, big lake in the back. They built some new houses, multi-million-dollar houses over that good neighborhood they was building. Had a blast. Good stores, good restaurants in the area. Yeah.
We'll give them another chance then.
We have to. Yeah, we got to. Okay. All right. Root Bag Music segment. Okay. Can you remember a disappointing performance, song, or album?
Snoop's The Dogfather was one. Like that came, I was kind of, because I was, you know, the hype
used to the other one.
Yeah.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's trying to hug me and Snoop D-O-W-G. You know, can I include a movie?
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Yeah. Open Water sucked.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Watch that whole freaking movie just for them not to survive. Do you remember that?
I remember.
Dude, I sat there.
Like that. Yeah, I didn't like that. But did you see
Another one?
Open Water 2.
I dared not watch it because I was so offended and bitter toward the first one. I didn't want to have nothing to do.
This one was worse because they were actually, the boat.
Well, thank you for telling
there.
Me.
The boat was there.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was a yacht. So it was high off the ground. I mean, high off the water. They all jumped in. And the last person didn't put over the... So they couldn't get back on the yacht.
And they sitting there dying in the boat right there. Right. Sharks just eating them up. Don't.
Stupid.
Thank you for that, dude.
That's the movie.
Another one was, I never mentioned, Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
That disappointed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking she going to bounce back. Don't do that. Y'all ought to see how you looking at me. I'm sitting there like, and I'm like, she going to live, you know. She just hit her neck on the seat, on the little green seat because it's stool. Mm. Come on, Clint Eastwood.
Come on, Eastwood.
He's so disappointing and so dark and demented.
Yeah, Eastwood. Yeah.
Can you see the conviction in my face? That movie made me so mad, dude.
Yeah, man. Describe the type of disappointment after eating a bad meal.
Oh, man, dude. The fact that you got to digest it. I didn't want, you know?
Yeah. Well, if it's mine, I'm disappointed because I messed up. But if it's somebody else's, it's like... I'm disappointed because I'm eating. I have to eat this, you know, not, you know, spit it out.
African proverb. Do not look where you fell, but look where you slipped. I'm going to read. Do not look where you fail, but where you slip. That makes so much sense. It's fire. Instead of dwelling on the setback itself, this proverb encourages one to identify the root cause of a mistake or disappointment. So, since we want to go and mention, let me go and mention. I wasn't even able to go on my trip.
Yeah, we did. That was supposed to be the organic opening.
I know, but this okay. The ants took over.
The ants took over.
But yeah.
The ants, you sluggard.
I wasn't able to go on my trip, guys. But... Trusty coach here, who is always optimistic. I always show you the silver. Really, he really does. I've never called you with a disappointment, and you made me feel disappointed that I called you. Because, you know, when you're disappointed, you have to be careful who you call.
Facts.
Because you're the facts. Wrong person.
You go down that. Woo. You know that number not to dial. You don't need nothing that's negative.
You have to be careful who you
call facts. When you are disappointed, y'all. Facts. That you cannot tell facts. Everybody.
Facts.
Cause some folk gonna pull out a straight razor. And you're like, what you doing? You shouldn't have done. What you doing? What you do to get in that? So I went able to go on my trip, and I called Coach. I'm like, man, this, and this. And he was like, well, you know what? Boom. He gave me some good advice. You know, good. I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
Same word with my pastor. I told my pastor, I say, he said, you on the road? I said, no, I wasn't able to go. Blah, 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 blah. First thing out of his mouth, well, God had different plans.
Right, right.
I can deal with that.
Right.
So be careful who you talk to when you're going through. Because some people can make you be disappointed that you called them while you're disappointed.
Facts.
That is so true.
Yes.
Have you ever? Well, I know you have. We both have.
We both have.
The same person. Right?
Yes.
I okay. Know, yeah. All right. Come on.
Chinese Bible.
All right. You cannot prevent the birds of sadness from passing over your head, but you can prevent them from making a nest in your hair.
That's fire.
Meaning don't dwell on setbacks and negativity.
Okay. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is of good report, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is praiseworthy, think on these things.
Right.
Scripture. Right. All right. Back in the day segment, can you remember something or someone who disappointed you? Man. Oh, yeah.
Neil O'Donnell. Neil.
Why?
O'Donnell.
What? I need to hear this. I know why.
Because he threw two interceptions in the Super Bowl, let the Cowboys beat
us.
Wow. We should have beat them. We had the game. The interceptions killed us. That was the difference in the game.
What did you do when he threw the interception?
Fuck! That's what Coach did. Yeah, look, in the Netflix documentary for the Cowboys,
I'm close to watching.
They show that. And Cower, on the first one, he goes, fuck! Then on the second one, he goes, fuck me! So that's how they got the nickname Neil fucking O'Donnell.
What did he do for the third
one? There was no third one. The game was over. We lost.
Damn, O'Donnell.
Sheesh. Lost in translation.
That's what Odama did.
Shitsubo means Japanese for disappointment.
Okay.
Shitsubo.
Comics and cartoons segment. Do you remember the look of disappointment when Andy left?
The tears, man.
Wow.
And that little rag, them dolls and them toys.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about another Andy.
Andy was the kid, and he went to camp.
Right.
And the toys were left, and then he was going to throw them away. So, but, you know, he put them back. Normally, he took them with him,
mm-hmm.
but he put them back.
Wow.
And he was so disappointed. He was like, eyes water, tears.
Wow. What if?
All right. What if disappointment isn't a reflection of your failure, but a redirection to a path you never considered?
That's crazy. That one made me pick up my opinion.
What if?
That is crazy.
If you sit and think about some of the greatest accomplishments, it wasn't always a straight path.
You're right. And you got me now because we label redirection as disappointment when that's really all it is redirection.
But we don't know that at the time.
At the time, because we can't see the maze.
Right. We can't see right in front of us what we're dealing with.
So the Bible says that God himself say, if I close a door, who can open it? So see, a closed door by God may look like disappointment to us. But in all actuality, it's a redirection.
Right. If you stop and think about it, take the time. Typically, what I was told is people get too far in their emotions. And so the emotions take over. And so you don't get a chance to even think about what's happening in a relaxed manner where you can observe.
Makes me look at
the bigger picture.
Watch this. It makes me look at change different now, not disappointment.
Right. Right.
It's change.
Right.
That's totally different change, right there. That's
change
fire.
To go forward.
Right. Embarrassing moment segment.
Does disappointment and embarrassment go together? Depending on the situation. I don't think all the time. I don't think all the time. I don't think so. I don't think that's automatic.
Yeah.
I don't think embarrassment is automatically follows disappointment.
Do people that disappoint, or do they feel disappointed, embarrassed, or of the disappointment?
I'm looking at myself as the person that's disappointed, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm disappointed in a person, then I'm not embarrassed because I had enough strength to hope in that person. That takes strength.
Thanks.
To hope in a person. So I look at it like, hey, I had enough confidence to trust you.
Okay.
It's your fault.
Right.
Or not necessarily your fault. Just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not disappointment now. See, you got me looking at it different now. You know what I'm saying? It's reverse psychology, really. Life is reverse psychology, dude.
It can be.
It is. And you'll win. Every time. If everything we call good, we start calling evil. Because we, a lot of stuff we'd be good at.
We just do like Costanza, do the opposite.
Reverse psychology, dude.
Do the opposite. Right. Would you rather?
Come on.
Would you rather be angry at someone or disappointed in someone?
Disappointed, because anger rests in the bosom of a fool. Disappointment comes from hope. Hope never makes ashamed. So I take disappointment.
Okay.
Yeah, because then I can still deal with the person. Because if you're angry with a person, you don't want to deal.
Well, maybe you're just angry at that moment.
I'd rather be disappointed.
But a disappointment, you could be disappointed in something serious, like they will carry with you.
Another thing too, disappointment brings about more results than anger. Disappointment pulls better results than anger. When somebody knows you're disappointed in them, then they have been more prone to say, man, I want to fix that. But if they know you're angry, they say, oh, well, the hell with you, I'm angry with you too.
Okay.
Disappointment produces better results. I found it out.
Okay.
Yep. That's good. All right.
Nice.
Versus segment. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson and other bouts that didn't live up to the hype. Yeah, I was disappointed. Only thing we saw interesting that night was Mike Tyson's ass. Remember?
Right. Right. Those boxing matches, when it went to the streaming, you know, you get these.
Disappointing.
It's like, okay, you get this big build up, and then they last one, not even one round.
So that was a exhibition anyway.
Yeah.
So how hype was that going to be?
Right.
They got paid.
Well, just in general, the boxing over the years, you know, sometimes that's the biggest hype sporting event.
Now, coach, you know, that's up there with football for me, coach, boxing.
No, I'm just saying, and sometimes when you, just like in a football game, sometimes they don't live up to the billing. They live up to the hype.
By the way, we've already seen one Super Bowl this season.
Which one?
The Ravens.
There were several games this week, man, that were good, though.
And in my opinion, let me tell you something else. You know who going, when them jokers meet, do you know who going to have a slobber knocker?
Who?
A dog fight?
Who?
If and when they meet? The Eagles and the Packers.
And the Packers. That's going to be a good game.
Bruh.
Yeah. Is that on the schedule?
No, but playoff-wise.
Playoff. Thanks, Jerry Jones. Appreciate it.
Micah Parsons didn't look like he had no back injury whatsoever.
If he's playing with a back
injury. Was he moving like
if he's playing with
even
a back injury.
Even if they gave him a local. He playing like that, dude.
He's playing like that. Well, you know what he is. I mean, he traded a franchise type, Hall of Fame type player. He didn't trade a regular D lineman. Come on.
And guess what he going to do in 2 weeks? He going to give Dallas hell. On the 26th.
Yeah.
Facts. He's going to give Dallas hell.
Yeah, that's going to be ugly.
In 13 days.
That's going to be ugly.
Dak Prescott going to have number one. What number is Dak?
Four.
He going to have a 14 on it.
He's
gonna,
41.
He's going to be 41. Because Micah Parsons, just hold tight for a second.
Yeah.
It got to a point where at the end of the third quarter when he was playing Washington, they put Jaden Daniels had just laughed. He was like, you could read his mouth. He was like, right. Dude,
what the hell?
Like, right. Every time I look around, you're in my face.
Right. Totally changed the
entire dynamic.
Exactly like when Reggie White went to Green Bay
it totally changed the dynamic of their team.
So, okay, you did this. It's your fault because you brought that up. I was about to move on because I brought it up this morning to my nephew. Isn't it ironic that almost every Super Bowl team, the quarterback was major, but there was one dominant defensive player that he and the quarterback connected. Absolutely. Basically, the quarterback say, "Hey, if you do this," and he'll say, "Hey, if you give us a little time on that, we'll get you the ball back." Right. You had the Steelers, you had the Ravens with Ray Lewis, and that bum quarterback who was a game manager. You know, he was not a superstar. Come on,
Dilfer.
What top? He was not a top tier quarterback.
No, he didn't have to be.
Look at the irony. They have these defensive dominant dudes that. And they connect, and they make the offense.
The thing about it is, those guys aren't just necessarily good defensive players; they're the best of the best.
Facts,
you know.
So look,
difference makers.
Look what Micah has done.
You just don't get rid of that.
Look what Micah's done for Jordan Love.
I know.
So Jordan Love is saying, you know what?
He's made Jordan. You know, when you got defensive pressure like that, that's a lot of
what?
A lot of pressure that you can that's released on the offense.
Dude,
come on, man.
Green Bay, he might need to watch out. All right.
Till death do us part.
All right.
How much disappointment comes in a marriage?
A lot. And church announcements. The men who are disappointed in their.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And their wife will now meet in the health is wealth room with nurse sticker. Now that might not be a good idea for they already on this outs with their wives now. Thickums might
ain't gonna do that.
She dedicated to
the cause.
She dedicated to her husband though.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Mr. Thicker.
That's the cause.
Okay.
Tyrone.
You sure?
Tyrone.
She dedicated to Tyrone. All right. The women who are disappointed in their husbands would not meet in Reverend Ledbetter's private office. See, that's a bad idea. I got a problem with that.
That's a bad idea.
Ledbetter ain't going to do right.
No, he ain't going to.
Ledbetter ain't going to do right. His first name tell you the same thing about Led.
All right. The life skills class on how to deal with disappointment has been canceled.
Wait, dude. I wasn't ready for that. What the?
Luke, I am your father.
Hold on, man. I got to get into character.
So we're going to do two, because you sent me one. But I had something else. So we're going to do the first one. We're going to do the first one. It was from also from Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
This one says Proverbs 12, verse 14. A man will be satisfied with the good by the fruit of his mouth and will recompense of the man's hands will be rendered to him. And it says basically this, the rewards of wise words is like that of physical labor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting because like we work out.
Right.
And we see results.
That is your results.
That's your results.
That's the fruit of your labor.
Yeah.
Right. I love that.
Talk about like the like power of words, spirit.
Well, you know what? Words have power. So much power that the Bible says it records that in the beginning was the word. That's the first thing it records.
Mm.
It records
the word.
Yes. Yeah. It records it. It don't record what God did. It records everything that God said.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of words, the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. So, yeah. So the power of life and death is in the tongue.
This one you sent me, Proverbs 19, verse 21.
Right.
And this kind of goes with what we talk about, disappointment. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Okay. And that's just really what it says. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna do this. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Read it again, coach.
Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
Okay, like it says, you know, like we do plan a lot. We do. We'll say, I'm going to do such and such. Right. This and that. And the Bible says, it's another scripture in the Bible that says, never say, I'm going to do this or do that. Always say, if it's the Lord's will. Right. See, so because we always
put our personal business first,
right?
But it should be the Lord,
right? So that's exactly what he's talking about. So it's funny that's the proverb, of course, is in the Old Testament, but the other one that I mentioned is in the New Testament. I'm sorry, I'm trying to do this. It's in the New Testament, and it really solidifies what the proverb is saying.
Right.
Cause we do. Cause how many times do we plan in a day? You know what? And like you were reading on the thing I sent you about the 911.
Right.
That day, everybody planned something.
Right.
That they didn't
plan anything that happened. That's for certain.
Dude, that's in itself.
As the other people, thousands of other people around them
planned that, also.
Exactly.
And now you brought something up when I brought up about the 9/11 incident, when you brought up your friend that you knew say that she didn't make it because of this. I stopped to get this coffee. Or I stopped to get the donut. Or I stopped to do this, smoke a cigarette.
Right.
So that was her plan was to get to work.
Right.
That she thought, oh, well, you know what? I don't want to be late. I'm going to get to work at 8:00. Mm-hmm. But she got delayed. Mm-hmm. Got at the donut shop, took too long. Coffee shop took too long.
Right.
Hey, sorry, ma'am. The latte going to take a little longer.
Right.
But guess what that did?
Saved her life. Saved her life. Saved her life. So many people like
that. Life is so precious, dude. Mm-hmm.
Fragile. You think that, it's like we talked about earlier, you think that guy knew he was going to be doing a healthy debate about his opinion and get shot?
And got shot clean in the neck, dude. Not so fast.
Not so fast.
Damn.
Not so fast. Yoda.
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 That was a heavy Yoda.
It was Proverbs. It's Proverbs. Proverbs is deep.
Have you read the Proverbs? Have you gone through them now?
Mm-hmm. I'm still reading them.
They do.
It's deep.
And you can't just read one and then just move along. No, it's like an onion.
Yeah, you got to stop.
Yeah, peel that thing back.
Yeah, so what did it say?
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, random 3 a.m. thoughts.
Let's go.
All right, which way does a tree fall?
Down.
A tree falls the way it leans.
Which, makes sense, duh. All right.
All right, think your life is tough?
Uh-huh.
All right, imagine being a Siamese twin and your brother is gay and you have to share the same anus.
Dude, I'm really not doing this with you right now. I wish I had seen that. I would have started praying. Please, y'all. Okay.
Look at the gold, bro.
I cannot. I will not. An ultimate nut. And then I come behind it with an old to make nut after that. Where did you get that from?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't know. I saw it somewhere, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Help us. All right. A golden promise built on stone, a future plan, the world of my own. With eager heart, I watched it grow, a vibrant bloom, a steady glow. For even in this quiet pain, a seed of growth I will sustain to mend the heart. Though it is worn, I face the dawning of a new morn. That was fire.
An El Tamakanat.
El Riferus.
All right, quote of the week.
Let's go.
Tallulah, Tallulah, Tallulah. I found peace when I realized people will be at war with themselves.
You put that on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah, I stole that. That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good quote.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Dewey.
Get out of here, Dewey.
I was angry that I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet. My dad told me that when I was young.
Really?
Yeah, he told me that proverb.
Wow.
The
past is in your head. The future is in your hands.
That's lit, too. That's lit. Yes, Big Brother Almighty. Face it, fix it, own it, stay hard. David Goggins. Wow.
Yeah.
That was fire.
That's what he talks about.
The last one is pause worthy, though. Stay hard.
Yeah. He talks about dealing with disappointment. And the thing that holds people back is the embarrassment of the disappointment.
Instead of facing it.
So he said, face it, fix it, own it, and then stay hard.
I like that.
All right, Blue Horseshoe loves Anna Castillo. The greatest gift you have is needed by the world.
I like that. I like that. I saw another post that said, hey, make sure you hang around. The world needs you.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I saw that.
Suicide awareness.
Yeah.
All right. Where we at?
What you talking about,
Willis? What you talking about, Willis? Disappointment is inevitable, which it is. But to become discouraged, there's a choice. Yeah, that's a choice I make. That is. That's good.
Right.
Kiss my grits. She left here.
R.I.P. Polly Holiday.
R.I.P. to kiss my grits. We had talked about Alice, actually.
Right.
A couple episodes ago.
We talked about Alice, Flo, and
all of them.
The sickly one.
Vera. I remember that. I remember that. But rest in peace, Sarah.
Rest in peace.
Polly Holiday. Help for Hint segment. Every problem in your life is either based on a decision you made, a decision you are avoiding, a boundary you won't set. Wow. Another one I need. I got to put that one up. Yeah. All right.
Perception versus perspective.
Yes, sir.
Everything has two sides. It all depends on the side that you choose to view things from. So I saw a picture of a wolf.
Uh-huh.
The wolf had like a cub in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But you look on her one side, it looks like she killed the wolf. Like,
killed
it, was, like it was an animal. And then she was going to eat. You know, mm-hmm. that's what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you looked on the other side, it was her pup. It looked like a pup
right.
that she was carrying.
Right.
Yeah.
Gingerly.
Gingerly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Challenge yourself segment.
Challenge yourself.
An athlete won't judge you for working out. A millionaire won't judge you for starting a business. A musician won't judge you for trying to sing a song. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Sorry, not sorry.
Let's go.
Ships aren't built to remain anchored. You ever heard that?
Yeah, well, no, I haven't. But being on a ship, they tell us we built them to be out in the sea.
In the sea. In the sea.
It's basically the same.
Same thing.
Because I used to complain, man, why we got to pull up? Because they were made to be on the water.
They're made to be on the water. Yeah. Right.
That's what they say.
That's the parallel to our lives, obviously.
Facts.
Right.
Wow.
Red flags.
Red flag segment. When you read someone's social media posts. What?
If you like, just this past when this assassination happened, you know,
oh man,
some of the posts that I saw,
oh man, dude,
were extreme.
They were
very extreme
from both ways.
That's why I wrote the first thing I wrote, because I looked on some of these posts and I was like, wow, this is extreme to the right. This is extreme to the left,
dude.
And I'm like, who is? First, then I'm thinking,
what the hell am I?
Who is this guy?
Dude.
Yeah.
Final drive.
Sports Jeopardy.
Health is wealth segment.
Health is wealth. All right, this is the ghetto medical exam. So you pee, all right? Just go in a find a tree and pee. And then if ants gather, you have diabetes.
So somebody was in your van had diabetes because there was ants every damn way in there.
Sheesh.
If you, oh, it's because it's got
sugar
in it.
Yeah.
If the grass
dries up, you have too much salt.
Okay.
If it smells like barbecue, you have high cholesterol.
Okay.
If you forget to pull your pants back up, you have Alzheimer's.
Another one I weren't ready for. Sex doctor segment. The slope. The woman lies on her back and lifts her legs to his chest.
Mm-hmm.
The male partner kneels so that her buttocks are between his legs. He takes his woman by the arms just above the elbow. She does the same. The male partner penetrates her as if from above. Therefore, he penetrates deeply and can watch the emotions of his excited, naked woman. Why did you just have me describing that like I was? And you see her posterior pelvis come down and he rubs her abdominal region. So I can't picture this.
So you're... she's down. No, she's down, and her feet are like this, up. You got her like this. Feet are up like this.
Okay.
And you grabbing her arms like this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Her back is on the ground. Okay.
Yeah, her back is on the ground. Her
okay.
feet are up to her chest like this.
Ah, you, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting.
So I guess it's like a raised missionary. Position almost.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Someone like a raised missionary.
All right. Yeah. Spelling bee.
Let me see.
Come on, man. Don't give me that crazy, man.
This is.
Don't give me that crazy.
The deep. So nunchi. This is the deep social intelligence of reading between the lines. Nunchi.
N-U-N-C-H-I.
Yes. Nice.
You know what I was going to do? I was going to put two N's for some reason. Nunchi. I don't know why.
Nunchi. Yeah.
H-R-H-R. Pimp segment. I hit him back in a minute. Pimp segment, you know what it is. Nice dress, shawty. But I think it would look better on the floor. If you need me, I'll be the one everyone's staring at with all the gold chains.
Oh,
ain't no big pimping up here.
Player.
Favorite view, dude.
Name something you would never put in your mouth.
A penis.
Name an Olympic sport you'd watch more often if it was played in a nude.
I can't say basketball. I have to say women's basketball because, you know, I'm like, man. Because you're talking about playing in the nude, right?
You want to see women's basketball playing in the nude?
Women's gymnastics. I mean,
gymnastics
in the nude.
Yeah, that's where you're going. Okay, name something.
I got you caught up for a second. I know. You had a visual, didn't you? Well, you got caught up for a second there. Come back here, boy.
I got some questions.
Y'all should have saw him. He was standing off like Gabby Davis.
She puts the salt. Can't she go for the? She lands. She sticks the landing.
Hell of a floor exercise.
Yes.
All right. Name something you want to smuggle in prison.
About the pole vault.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
Name something you want to smuggle into prison.
Weed.
Okay.
Drugs.
Drugs was the number one answer.
Okay.
On which topic might a father give advice to his son?
Sex.
Number one answer. Name something a person on a diet might order at a restaurant.
Salad.
Number one answer.
Tongue twister. Mm-hmm. Disappointingly, Drew's dog didn't deliver delectable donuts. Darling, Danny's dreary daydreams dragged on dreadfully, dashed by the dawning of daylight. As sadly, Sam six silver seal silently slipped seaward, leaving sorrowful sobs. Hey, I dribbled over that a little bit.
My precious. I'm sitting here collecting dust. I can't wait forever to open me. You will not be disappointed. I can make you laugh, cry, sad. I contain knowledge of the world. Let me take you to a faraway land, my precious. Red my for the ring, my precious.
Hope I can wait. Hope. You can wait forever to open me. I can wait. A mouth.
I know.
What is it?
I can't keep my ring.
You're so stupid. What is it?
A book.
Wow.
A book.
That's interesting. Yeah. Never have I ever said.
All right, never have ever.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Life like a box of chocolates.
And it puts the lotion on the biscuit for no.
You know, remember that from Silence of the Lambs? You ever remember? Buffalo Bill, he kidnapped her.
I remember Buffalo Bill, but I don't remember that line.
He kidnapped her. He had her in a well.
Okay.
And he had put the lotion down. He was like, it puts the lotion in the basket.
I do remember that. Yeah. He puts the lotion in the basket. He's like,
Mister, please, my mom will pay money if you save me. Please, mister, please.
She puts the lotion in the basket.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
Please, mister, please.
She puts the lotion
in the basket. Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
All right. Never have I ever had to tell someone they disappointed me. Life is like a box of chocolates. Never have I ever been let down by something that was heavily hyped, like a movie, book, or a new restaurant. Life is like a box of chocolates. Never have I ever had a falling out with a close friend. Life is like a box of chocolates. Never have I ever ghosted someone because the disappointment was too difficult to confront.
Difficult.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
They put the lotion in the basket.
I did. You ghosted somebody too.
Who?
We ghosted the same person. We didn't feel like dealing with disappointment was too much. Yeah. We coast is the same person. But I'm going to move on. Yeah. Never have I ever deeply disappointed myself. Life is like a box of chocolates. Oh, my goodness, have I.
Thank you to our incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like or follow us on our website, onandoffthefield.com. Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend. Episode 57 is On and Off the Field. Podcast with a purpose.
I like that.
Podcast with a purpose.
Podcast with a purpose.
Got that on the field, coach.
Rest assured, this is your boy. Rest assured, this is your boy.
He gonna get it right.
Rest assured, this is the ants, man. A boy.
Coach Boston.
Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
1968 is when the other man popped up. Listen, man, episode 57.
Go check it out, man.
Because you've been the whole. I don't think you really got.
I had really calmed down.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were still looking for getting bid and stuff. So, yeah.
You don't understand, man. That
was... You know what's crazy? What? Episode 57, and I just turned 57.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yep.
We moving on up.
Moving on up, brother.
Yeah. We'll be at 100 soon.
Facts.
Yeah.
Y'all hang around. All right, we out.
Peace.
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 If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.